Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
Hey, good morning, mi amigos. Start of a new week. Out with the old, in with the new. Well, here we go, my friends. Countdown to 2022. We haven't quite got the apocalypse behind us, but I think I see light at the end of the tunnel, and I got a feeling that this time it's not a train. Yeah, well, it looks like 2022, so far, the first months of the year, it's not going to be quite as busy in Jim Hinckley's America and along Route 66 as it was in the BC era before COVID, before the apocalypse, but it's going to be busy. It's getting exciting. Lots and lots of neat stuff coming down the pike. Hey, let's get you up to speed here real quick and share a few of these things. Rich Dinkla. Well, let's start with this, and then we'll get into what amazing things that Roman Rich is doing, and bring you up to snuff on that. We'll start in my neck of the woods here. Next weekend, or let's see, on the 18th, I was scheduled to do a book signing at Antares Point Visitor Center, east of Kingman. That's home of the legendary Giganticus Hedicus, the odd creation by Greg Arnold, the big Easter Island-type head out in the desert. Unfortunately, he's been having trouble getting books, and so as a result, we are going to have to reschedule most likely February. But we'll have to see how that plays out. If you're in Kingman on December 16th at 5:30 p.m., open to the public, it's the Route 66 Association of Kingman Christmas Party and Meet and Greet. This would be down at Dutton Motors Dream Machines on Andy Devine Kingman, which is next door to Mr. D's Route 66 Diner and just across from the Powerhouse Visitor Center on Andy Devine Route 66. This historic dealership opened in 1946, still owned by the same family, and it's the headquarters for the Route 66 Association of Kingman. A little bit of a food sampling will be available, excuse me, courtesy the Mr. D's Route 66 Diner, a genuine Route 66 classic. You know, a lot of people see that and don't realize that it is not a caricature. It's an actual Route 66 diner, opened in 1940 as the Chemo Cafe. Okay, and you can find full details of all these things on our Jim Hinckley's America Facebook page. If you just go to where it says more and look for events, I've got a whole list for you. January 8th at the Beale Street campus of Mojave Community College, I'll be teaching a fun little community education program, Romanticism of the Southwest, a 500-year love affair. Chronicle how the Southwest, the Romanticism of the Southwest, is the foundation for modern multi-billion dollar tourism industry in the Southwest. A lot of fun. Journey through time and a lot of discoveries, like Hugo O'Connor, the Irish conquistador that established the Presidio of Tucson, should be a lot of fun. January 11th, we'll talk about a Route 66 bucket list, how to create one, the best things to see, things to do, places to eat, places like Clanton's Cafe with their great cobblers and stews, been in one family owned since 1927, 1928, there in Veneta, Oklahoma. January 22nd at the Mojave Community College on Beale Street. We kick off a hybrid Route 66 walking tour. We will walk through the primary corridor from the powerhouse to 4th Street, where the pre-1937 alignment of Route 66 intersects with the earliest alignment of that highway, as well as the National Old Trails Road. And then we return to the campus for a virtual tour using historic photos from the Mojave Museum of History and Arts. I give you a virtual tour of the Route 66 corridor in Kingman. And linked with this is the innovative, narrated, self-guided historic district walking tours that I'm helping develop for Kingman Main Street. A lot of fun. If you go to kingman.tours, you scroll down just a bit, you can see the kiosk that we're going to have at the historic sites, and then you can there's a button where you can click on sample tour to give you a little bit of a deal. February 12th, I'll be down in Needles, California at the El Garces Hotel, the historic old El Garces. Come see us. It's the Route 66 Byway Celebration, shaping up to be a lot of fun. Whitney Ortiz, the fascinating director from the Atlanta, Illinois Tourism Office, will be there. A lot of Route 66 enthusiasts, a lot of people who are just snowbirds looking for information about Route 66. Possibility that some of the local car clubs will be turning out. Should be a lot of fun. February 19th, part of our continuing community education programs from Mojave Community College, I've got a Coyote Pass walking tour. It's a short little walk, about 3 miles or so. Pretty easy following some of the old roads. This pass, just 1 mile from, a mile and a half from downtown Kingman, you have the desert oasis of Beale Springs, site of Camp Beale during the Wallapai Wars, the first reservation for the Wallapai tribe, historic place, Native American trade route crossed through here. Father Garces camped here 1776. Not only do you have US 93 now going through the pass, this is part of the Serbat Foothills Recreation Area with miles and miles of hiking trails, mountain bike trails. What we will be concentrating on is I'll be showing you the 1850s Mojave-Prescott Toll Road connecting the Colorado River ports of Hardeeville and Fort Mojave with the territorial capital at Prescott and Fort Whipple. We'll be looking at a 1914 automobile highway, and we'll also be walking remnants of US 466. A lot of fun. March 4th, I'll be introducing my new book down at Mojave Community College, kind of an author reading. My new book, Here We Are on Route 66. A lot of fun. The book is kind of a profile of communities, select communities along Route 66, showing how Route 66 is the bridge between the past, present, and future. I think you'll really be surprised by that. March 5th, I'll be down at the Mojave Museum of History and Arts making a presentation on the history of the Great American Road Trip, all the way from Alex, early bicyclist in the late 19th century, on epic adventures, even around the world trips. Alexander Winton's ill-fated attempt to drive an automobile coast to coast in 1901. And then we go up through Edsel Ford's trip in 1915 and Desi and Lucy with their movie, The Long, Long Trailer. The evolution of Route 66 from highway to icon. Lots and lots of fun on this one. March 8th, down at the Mojave Community College, I'll be teaching lessons learned from the automobile industry. We'll be focusing on advertising and marketing campaigns, successful and non-successful, for early automotive companies. A lot of this stuff is applicable to today. Even if you're just selling a website or e-commerce, you can learn a lot of lessons from the way that they made mistakes with their marketing and the things they accomplished. And then October 21st, getting ahead of ourselves a bit, but tentatively I'm scheduled to be at the Miles of Possibility Conference in Pontiac, Illinois, and I am really excited about this. Now, I mentioned Roman Rich. Roman Rich is a dynamic young fella. He has the president of the Missouri Route 66 Association. And recently he acquired in Sullivan, Missouri, the beautiful Shamrock Court, built sometime in the 1940s. And he built it by, bought it from Billy Wayland. And his family had owned the motel since 1953. It's been closed for many years, but it is a throwback. And Roman Rich, he's a fellow who gets things done. And if you're in the area, this should be really exciting. He's going gangbusters. And the Route 66 community is astounding. They've come together in amazing ways to help donate time and effort to help Rich clean the property up and get it going. Rich has got some, he's recreating a lot of the neon and restoring neon there. And Saturday, March 19th, 2022, 4:30 to 6:30 in Sullivan, Missouri, Shamrock Court, the official neon relighting ceremony. Probably the first time in more than 40 years the neon has been glowing bright at the Shamrock Court. That sounds like an absolute wonderful, wonderful event. And a lot of these you can find, like say, on our Jim Hinckley's America Facebook page. And also check out the Promote Route 66 page on Facebook. A lot of the Route 66 events there. I have been delinquent. I've been meaning to get the my schedule page on the Jim Hinckley's America website. I have not. I just have not had time in my schedule to update that. And I've been busier than a one-legged man in a behind kicking contest. At the rate I'm going, I'm afraid I'll be dead a week before I even realize it. But it's all part of the grand adventure. Got some exciting guests we're talking about trying to get scheduled. Nolan Stoltz, who's been on the road for several weeks investigating absolutely forgotten Route 66 towns. We've got some places he's discovered in Oklahoma that literally vanished off the map in the 1930s. Should be a real interesting discussion with him. We're going to get scheduled for the program Reese Martin. Really interesting young fella. And he's the president of the Oklahoma Route 66 Association. To clarify, when I refer to these folks as young people or young folks, I'm talking about, at my age, that's pretty much anybody under 50 years of age. So it's no offense at all. We've got great respect for these people. And so a lot of great stuff. Now, if you're in the Kingman area, you still have time this morning. If you're here in the Kingman area, if you're overnighting, or if you're headed for the Kingman area, we still have a few hours. But around 9 o'clock this morning at the Kingman Airport in Industrial Park, we got a great event. I don't know if I'm going to be able to schedule a live program, but I will be out there. I will get some pictures. We've got an exciting event. We've got a gentleman here in Kingman who is turning 100 years old, and he's the last surviving B-17 pilot that completed the number of combat missions required in Europe. And in celebration of his 100th birthday, the Mojave Aviation Heritage Group is helping fund, they're bringing in a B-17 this morning out at the old airport. Should be an exciting event. Hey, I want to thank everybody who for joined us today. We're going to do this. It's still up in the air, still tentative. We're not sure if this is going to be every morning, Monday through Friday, or a weekly program. But we're going to give it a good 30-day trial run to see what the interest is, how the sponsors feel, how the schedule can be worked out, how difficult it is to round up speakers, because nobody wants to just hear me beat my gums every morning. So this is tentative, it's embryonic, but we have a lot of fun doing it, because telling people where to go, well, that's what I do. Hey, thanks for joining us this morning, guys. We will see you tomorrow morning at same time, same place. 5:30 in the morning is our general time. We did start a little early this morning, and for that, I do apologize. We were having some technical difficulties, And I've got some scheduled maintenance type deals coming up. So I really do apologize, but we will do this at 5:30 tomorrow morning. My friends, vaya con Dios. Adios.
Say hello to a new friend on an old road. Take a two-lane trip of memories into mysteries unknown. Come along for the ride. Jim Hinckley's America. Jim Hinckley's America.
I want to give a shout out to the boys of the Road Crew, Road Crew 66, for our theme song this morning. And our great road trip partners, Route Trip USA, planning a great road trip holiday, United States or Canada, check out Route Trip USA. These folks know where the best enchiladas, they know, they test the pillows, they'll make that trip come true for you. My friends, take care. Adios.